think special teams are always under the microscope because it's one play. You know, you don't get second down or third down special teams. It's one play. And that's what people remember. So, you have to get them to understand that it is one play. And usually it's a long play. It's a 6, 7, 8, 9 second play. And they got to play it wide open and to the fullest extent. And once again, how the ball bounces and all those kind of things.
I mean, special teams needs to improve. It's an area definitely of concern. In the past, we have to continue to develop our young players, get them ready to play and contribute as quickly as possible, and we need to get more out of our veterans. To me, that's the hole in our special teams. The standard of play from our, the consistency and the standard of play in our veteran players is not where it needs to be, and that'll be a direct focus of mine.
One, the veterans, buying in, and not that they, I'm not saying they didn't buy in. But the emphasis, is. Those young guys usually, particularly early, they're going to pay attention to what the veterans are doing. And I think if you go back and you look at the top special teams in the league, usually the veteran guys are leading those younger guys. And we have a large number of young guys. So we've got to get them coached up. The system's got to be in a situation where they can play simple. And
everybody on this team is attached to special teams. So it's not necessarily about we're fine with the players that we have. Of course, you're always going to make additions and roster additions. But the main thing is everybody's a part of special teams now.
I think coaching is trying to get players to play the best of their ability. Energy, I don't know. I think you have to coach who you are. You have to coach your personality. It's not my nature to kind of walk around and be slow. That's just not me. It doesn't mean it's not right. I love what I'm doing. I think coaching is trying to get players to play to the best of their ability. That's what we're going to try to do.
This is about the evaluation process. It's my responsibility to make, informed, educated, unemotional decisions to make sure our team is moving forward. Change is constant in this league, and you have to be able to make change and adjust because, nothing stays the same.
Great. Anytime you have a head coach's presence in a meeting, there's a level of accountability with the players, and it heightens. I don't care who it is. So we welcome it. It tells you what the importance that he puts on special teams, and I think that'll trickle down to the players as well.
One thing about in the National Football League, one play is, you're an inch or two away from, from being completely the other way. And just kind of the way it is. And I think it's, there's going to be five or six plays in the course of a football game that's going to usually decide the outcome of a game. And ultimately, four or five plays over the course of the season that's going to determine the outcome of the season. And you just never know when they're going to be, when they're going to come about. And you do everything you can do to make sure those guys play every play like it is the play. And then, it's hard.
Coach McCarthy sets the tone for us that every year, it's about getting better. With this team, we always look to change, adjust, and emphasize, with the whole premise of getting better. So, that's every phase.
Ron and I and Jason, we'll sit down. We'll start the first page of the playbook, the huddle, and just from page one and go all the way through it. It's the same process that, I went through with Sean. So, but the culture, the energy, the mechanics of how you train your football team, there'll be some changes. There always is. Anytime you change in a position coach or coordinator, that's obvious. It's important to be creative. I feel like we're very creative in our program here, and we always continue to try to improve. Whether-